You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday called on Christians to consult the Bible with the same frequency as they might consult their cell phones for messages. Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Angelus prayer, Pope Francis urged those present to give the Bible the same place in daily life as cell phones and asked, what would happen if we turned back when we forget it? If we opened it more times a day? If we read the message of God contained in the Bible the way we read messages on our cell phones?
Cosa succederebbe se trattassimo la Bibbia come trattiamo il nostro telefono cellulare?
The Bible, he explained, contains the Word of God, the most effective tool in fighting evil and keeping us close to the Father. Clearly, Francis said, the comparison between the Bible and the cell phone is paradoxical, but it induces us to reflect. If we always carried God's word in our hearts, he said, no temptation would distance us from the Father, and no obstacle would take us off the path towards good. He pointed out that in this first Sunday of Lent, the Gospel of Matthew tells of Jesus's 40 days in the desert and of how he was tempted by the devil. With his temptations, the Pope said, Satan wanted to divert Jesus from the path of obedience and humbleness and lead him onto the false shortcut towards glory and success. But the devil's poisonous arrows are blocked by Jesus with the shield provided by God's word, the Pope said, pointing out that Jesus never uses his own words but only God's word, and thus, filled with the force of the Holy Spirit, he victoriously crosses the desert. So, urging Christians to follow in Jesus's footsteps during the 40 days of Lent, he said it is necessary to become familiar with the Bible. Read it often, reflect upon it, assimilate it.
Leggerla spesso, meditarla, assimilarla.
The Bible, he stressed, contains the Word of God, which is always topical and effective.
La Bibbia contiene la parola di Dio, che è sempre attuale ed efficace.
The Pope concluded with the invitation to carry a pocket-sized gospel at all times, keeping in mind what would happen if we treated the Bible as we treat our cell phone, always with us, always close to us. I'm Linda Bordoni.